Good morning. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Affordable Care Act tax credits are also set to expire at the end of the month. On Thursday, lawmakers failed to come up with an alternative, killing competing proposals from Democrats and Republicans. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports the West is facing one of the highest increases in health insurance rates.
Brendan Buck with the nonprofit healthcare watchdog group Keep Americans Covered watched the political debate in Congress with concern. With tax credits set to expire at the new year, many people are about to feel the squeeze.
On average, premiums are going to increase 114%. That's more than double, and that's just to keep the plan that you already have. So families are now going to be asked to pay hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars more a month.
Premiums in our region are expected to increase significantly, according to the group. The biggest hit will be in New Mexico, followed by Wyoming, Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, and Idaho. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
Lakewood police have arrested a suspect connected to a crash involving a Grand Junction High School wrestling team that occurred last weekend. Officers say 22-year-old Andrew Logan Miller was driving at a very high rate of speed when his SUV crashed into a school bus carrying the students and coaches. 16 people were transported to area hospitals. Miller was charged with multiple counts of vehicular assault, speeding, reckless driving, and child abuse. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. For more news, head over to CPR.org.